Flanagan, Mr. President.
Hello.
You are, sir?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Well, Pete, I wanted to be sure you were aware of the fact that on that business of the trade and so forth, that, you know, that Peterson memorandum
right.
and so forth you sent in.
Right.
I talked to Connolly a little, and the most important thing to have in mind is that, of course, Peterson can't say anything. We can't have any White House aide ever testifying. You understand?
Oh, I understand, yes.
The second point is that I want Connolly to be the lead horse on this. He is to present this whole thing. I mean, after all, it's all tied into his package.
Yes, sir. I got a feeling I'm not sure which memorandum.
Well, it was a long memorandum where Peterson, in about two pages of Peterson about Eberle and Peterson.
Right, yes, sir.
That one.
Right,
and
yes.
But I just wanted you to be sure, you know, that I, when talking to Connolly, I said that you would follow up to see that that's the way it would be done, that
I
in other words, when Connolly testifies in the gold or whatever he wants
right.
to do on the trade, he should present the whole thing.
I will see to it that that happens.
He is in charge, and Pete should
we had
shut up, and so did should Eberle.
I will see to it that that happens.
Yeah, that Connolly's in charge of this.
Yes, sir. We had another little problem, and on a memorandum that Pete was recommending, and John had some. Feeling about it just didn't make a lot of sense, and he's right, it doesn't make sense, but it's in the textile area, and he says, well, I don't think it makes sense, but I'll go along with it. So I'm sure he's not unhappy with the fact. He doesn't sort of like the overall plan, puts David Kennedy in charge of a subgroup, but he's right on
Kennedy?
The,
well,
yeah.
Hell, the hell with that. He's in NATO now. Let's keep him out of it.
Well, Mr. President, it's a subgroup of the CIEP. It won't work much,
yeah.
And it's the only way to keep the textile people happy.
Okay, well,
and
just explain it then to Connolly.
I did, and he said,
fine.
He said, fine, it doesn't make
that's
sense.
The purpose of that, but that we'll keep him informed. Fair enough?
Yes, sir.
Good.
I certainly will do that.
All right, Pete.
Thank you.
Fine, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.